T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right. You have the Pirates at 78. I have them at 79 wins. Limits? What do you got?
I officially picked 85.
Wow.
Yeah. And I'm...
Bailey Falter for the Cy Young, maybe?
I'm thinking more 81, 82, 83, but 85 with the assumption Jared Jones is that pitcher that they claimed they were going to add but never did, that it was just internally.
All right. Can you... tape this? I guess it naturally tapes, seeing as we're on the radio, right?
That's right.
I want this to be saved as what we call a time capsule that Ron and I used to do. So late September, early October, we can listen to this, okay? Breakout player for the Pirates. Who? Who's going to be the breakout player? I'll go first.
Okay, go ahead.
And I'll say, I mean, this seems obvious, but I don't care when he gets here. It's going to be Paul Skeens. Maybe one of you will say Jared Jones. Maybe one of you will say somebody else.
Well, I mean, breakout player to me is guy that we kind of know has talent that needs to finally get it done. Like, you know what I mean?
You're going to pick Jared Triolo, aren't you?
No. No.
You're going to pick Bailey Falter.
Hank Davis.
Hank Davis. I like
that's
that.
That's the
pick.
One that that's the answer for me. Hank Davis is going to be he's going to prove that he can be a catcher full-time in major leagues. And I believe he's going to have the kind of breakout at the plate that we've been waiting for.
Limitless one, what do you say?
I'm shaking my head because that's my answer as well. Davis only hit .213 last year.
Yeah.
He's the only guy to ever hit 2 home runs off Shohei Ohtani in a game.
I did. That potential. Was amazing, wasn't it?
Yeah, in Anaheim. Yeah. That's the potential I think he lives up to this year.
I'll bet Ohtani wasn't trying that day.
Maybe not. Do you think he bet on himself?
Do you like that horse?
Yeah, Henry Davis?
Yeah, yeah.
Now that game starts to stand out to me. He gives up 2 home runs to Hank Davis. Did the translator have $4.5 million on that one? Limits?
Possibly.
We'll get blown out by the Pirates? That one seems awfully suspicious all of a sudden, now that you mention it. You're not allowed to have the same pick as Paul and I. Sorry.
All right, then. Who'd you pick again, Joe?
I pick Skeens.
I'll go with Jared Jones, though.
Jared Jones. I think he's going to be interesting.
Jones / Triolo. I like what Triolo brings, too.
What does he bring?
Versatility, but they're going to keep him at second base. A good bat. Not a lot of power, but the ability to hit doubles and drive in runs.
Yeah, I actually think he's a really, really soft-handed fielder. I like him there.
You want to go a glove at third.
He got to hit a little bit, though. I know he hit a little, but he has no power.
No. 3 home runs last year.
Of course, he'll hit 2 off Ohtani in a game this year, I'll bet.
Well... I mean, I think if, yeah.
His translator might, too.
Oh, yeah. Ohtani might bet that as well. I think that, you know.
How do you translate Hank Davis into 2 home runs in the same game? That's my question. Sorry, Paul.
What do you think? Here's my thing. You could also go with O'Neal Cruz.
Sure you could. He really hasn't broken out yet.
As the breakout player. Who's going to be a breakout player? Because O'Neal Cruz has been a lot more of wow, but in terms of actually doing it consistently over the long season.
He's never had a full season.
He hasn't even had a full season yet.
98 total games in his career.
That's
so
amazing.
I mean, to me, if he hits 40 home runs, that would probably consist of being a breakout
30
player.
30 would be a huge breakout.
30 or 35, right? Yeah. I mean, but what about Henry Davis? What would he have to do to constitute a breakout player? To me,
that's a good radio tease. Let's talk about it next. I'm under enormous pressure right now. I've gotten a reminder to stay on the clock, which I haven't done for, 6 months. So maybe I should. Let's Hold that thought, Paul. Back to our Pirates time capsule. Thanks to our friend City Limits, the big boy Mark Cabali coming up at the bottom of the hour. I have 79 wins. Paul has 78. Limits has 85. He's optimistic. Breakout player. I had Skeens. Paul, did you settle on Cruz? Or
Henry Davis.
I mean, I guess Cruz is even more obvious than Skeens. I'm going to switch. I'm going to steal Paul's answer, second answer of Cruz. He's going to be the breakout player. The funny thing about Cruz is we all behave as if he's already a star.
Right.
And he's not yet. I think he will be. I think he has to prove he can lay off and or hit breaking balls. And the ones that you get in spring training, if you're even getting them, are not elite, which you're going to see on a regular basis. I think that could be an issue. But I do think he's going to be a star. He's my breakout player. Limits, who you got?
Yeah, I'm going to go with Jared Jones. Him and Jared Triolo kind of 51-49%-ish, but I'm going with Jones as my answer. I think he's going to be a productive player, productive pitcher.
I'm very proud of you for that. Who's your Pirate MVP, Paul?
If it's not O'Neill Cruz, there's something wrong.
Limits?
I agree, O'Neill Cruz. I mean, if they're going to win 85 games like I think, it's because he's the catalyst.
Even if they don't, he's got to be their best player.
I disagree.
Reynolds?
Nope. Key, Brian Hayes. If he hits the way that he hit down the stretch, he's going to be a 25 home run guy and maybe the best defensive player in all of baseball.
It was last year.
And I'm still not convinced, by the way, that O'Neill Cruz is going to figure it all out this year. Breaking balls. That's where the gold lies for him, or the coal, as the case may be. One or the other.
You know what could Brian Hayes hit in spring training?
I don't care, but what?
412.
412.
412.
Very symbolic, City Limits, isn't it?
Three home runs and nine RBIs.
That's why they took him out of the game, the last game. They didn't want to screw that up.
Yeah, they pinch hit Bailey Falter.
they wanted him to be right at 412.
Biggest surprise this season. Doesn't have to be a player. Could be an event that happens, you know, the NL Central. Anything related to the Pirates, that's your biggest surprise of the year. And I mean surprise in a good way, because we have another category coming next. City Limits, why don't you start this one? What's going to be the biggest thing that's going to surprise us this year about the Pirates?
I think we know that the division isn't going to be as strong. But I think the rotation down the stretch ends up being a lot better than we think as it is right now.
Yeah.
With Skeens up, with Jared Jones more time under his belt, JT Brubaker is going to be back around June, July from Tommy John surgery, and maybe Anthony Solomato or Bubba Chandler. I know we can't just hold our breath on prospects.
You're picking way too many things, and I'm losing track.
Well,
one big surprise.
They're all factoring into why the rotation down the stretch can be a surprise as to why they might be an over 500 team.
I'm sorry, City Limits. You're exactly right, and I cut you off too soon. Paul?
Well, I think I've already said it, but Henry Davis
is a good catcher.
I
like that pick.
He's a good catcher. Maybe not a gold glove catcher, but he's good. He's good enough that every time they put him out there, he gets a little better, and then they realize, you know what? This kid actually can be a pretty good catcher.
To the point where he'll be their future catcher and Endy goes to first, do you think? That would be really interesting.
I think because of the thing about it is Endy Rodriguez has played first before.
My biggest surprise for this season is that people are going to love, and now all of a sudden I'm having a flash forward to October where everybody laughs at me. We replay this and everybody's laughing. And Ron, do you have Ron's laugh in there? The famous laugh. This is the way he would laugh at me when my predictions were wrong, Paul. Why don't you play that under this prediction? You ready?
We'll do.
I think that Bailey Falter.
Oh, here we go.
I think that we're all going to really enjoy watching Michael A. Taylor play baseball. I value superior defense. I do.
I think
he's going to be fun to watch in that huge center field at PNC Park, and I think he's going to hit enough to where people just love the guy. I think he's going to be fun. I think he's going to be a nice, pleasant surprise. You like that, Limits?
I like the pick. He's known as a very good defender, gold glove type defender.
Can I ask you why we have to call him Michael A. Taylor?
I don't know. That's a good question. Why do we have to call him
Michael A. Taylor? Is that like one of those things where, well, it's a family name?
It's what he's always been calling the majors.
Like Cecil B. DeMille. I don't know. I don't know why we have to do that. Are there other people whose middle initial is part of their name in sports? Can you think of one?
Remember J. Happ was J. A. Happ?
I could never figure out why he wasn't just J. Happ.
I don't either.
Or was he? Was he Ja Happ, like Ja Morant?
No, I think it was like two separate names.
Who's somebody with a middle initial in sports or sports history that we've referred to them
UL
as?
Washington.
He was one of my favorites.
UL Washington.
Did he just die a little while ago?
I don't know. Did he?
I think he did.
One of the greatest.
Of course, it would be horrible if he didn't, and I just said it on the radio.
One of the great. Yeah, he did. March 3rd. Wow. A week ago. Two weeks. What? 3 weeks ago.
I love that guy. He played with a toothpick in his mouth.
One of the greatest lines ever. We were playing a game, and one of our at Point Park, one of the dudes was sitting on the bench with a toothpick in his mouth,
like UL.
And then we're at halftime, and Reger is screaming at us, and he's like, and then we got my man Donnie UL Washington Logan at the end of the bench with a toothpick in his mouth. I never laughed, so that was hilarious.
That is great.
Yes, Donnie UL Washington Logan with a toothpick in his mouth down at the end of the bench.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Our biggest disappointment. What's going to be the biggest single disappointment with the Pirates season? You can't say Bailey Falter because not much is expected. City Limits, I'll let you go first.
First base. A little bit concerned with Rowdy Tellez. Is he going to be consistent? Is he 36 home run Rowdy Tellez from a couple years ago? Or is he 200 hitting, striking out Rowdy Tellez that he's shown in the past? That and is there Luis Ortiz, Quinn Priester, doing anything once they make it into the rotation, if they make it into the rotation.
How about Herman Munster? You think he'll make the rotation at some point?
He'll probably get a couple starts.
I think he probably will.
Are we going to get a Domingo Herman or Aroldis Chapman issue, off-the-field issue at some point this season?
Oh, boy.
Might be part of it.
I hope not. My biggest disappointment, Paul, is going to be Paul Skeen's arrival. I think it's going to come later than we all want. I believe Mackey when he says around Memorial Day. And that is 2 blanking months into the season, which is ridiculous. What if Paul Skeen struggles, by the way?
Yeah.
What if he struggles? Maybe he's the type of guy who would flourish when the lights are on in the majors. But down there, what if he struggles? Then they'll have an excuse to keep him down forever. I think Skeen's arrival time is going to be Memorial Day. You know, a couple days before, a couple days after. And that's going to be a huge disappointment. You?
You know what? This is going to go down under the category of hot take.
Mm-hmm.
But we're doing hot takes. So I'm going to go out on a limb and say the Pirates are going to be extremely disappointed by Aroldis Chapman.
Mm.
I think he's old. I just don't think he has it anymore. I think he's going to be good, but I don't think he's going to be lights out, dynamite, you know, put him in and you know, game's over because you put him and Bednar in. Let's go hot take. I'm going to say Aroldis Chapman does not have the kind of year that they think he's going to have, especially when you add in how much they're going to pay him.
That's fair. He's still a big strikeout guy, but what a lot of people may not realize is he's also among league leaders in walks per nine inning. There's blow-up potential there in a good and in a bad way. All right, let's get quickly to some categories. Who's going to lead the team in home runs, Paul?
Cruz.
Could be
Brian Reynolds.
Oh, no Sawinski picks.
No Sawinski picks. Who's going to lead the team in RBIs, Paul?
I'm going to go with Reynolds because I think he's going to be further down in the lineup.
I think Reynolds will be second or third, but he's the most consistent hitter out of any of them.
Bailey Falter. No, I'm going to go with, just to be different, I'm picking Reynolds. I'm going to go with Cruz in RBIs. No, I can't. He's batting leadoff. That's stupid, Joe.
By the way,
I'm going to go with Key Brian Hayes in RBIs.
It's a good pick.
By the way, someone just texted me. You asked the question about middle initials in sports, and this is a good one.
What?
World Be Free.
Oh, that's the best one. You can't just call him World Free or Lloyd Free.
World Be Free. Never met a shot he didn't like.
Steals. Who's going to lead the team in steals? Limits?
Steals.
I'm going to say Cruz.
I'm going to say Hayes.
He has stolen 20 bases, right? Yeah. Anybody going to pick Jiwon Bae?
No.
How much is he going to be on the team?
Even in part-time action, did he steal 40 bags last year? Or am I wrong?
Let's see.
I'll look it up. You go ahead and make your pick.
I'm going to have to go with the obvious one there, Cruz. I mean, he's...
What am I talking about? He stole 24.
Yeah, I mean, that's actually not a bad pick, but I think he's not going to be on the field as much as those other guys. So I will go with Cruz.
Who's going to lead the team in wins? Limitless one?
Mitch Keller.
Paul?
Yeah. It's got to be Mitch Keller. Because here's the thing. Marco Gonzalez, the dude they got from,
Martin Perez.
Those two guys, if they're any good, they're going to be traded. Right? They'll be gone.
Yeah.
I mean, Luis Ortiz, Bailey Falter, Quinn Priester, you know, all these other guys, they're not going to play the whole season.
Herman Munster.
Herman, whatever his name is. Skeens, none of them are going to play the whole season. The only guy that's going to be in the rotation from start of the season till the end is Mitch Keller.
Just to be different, I'm going to say Skeens. I'm going to say he walks in and in the last 3 months wins 13 games. You like that?
If so, that's a
wait 3 months.
A borderline playoff team.
June, July of 4 months. He'll still have 4 months. That's 4, 8, 12, 16. Nah, that's stupid. He'll win 11 games and still lead the team. I'll say Skeens. Who's going to lead the team in saves, Paul?
It's going to be Bednar.
Bednar.
Yeah, David Bednar. He's not getting traded.
That was going to be one of my next questions. Who's going to lead the team in strikeouts, Keller?
See, there I'll go with Skeens.
Okay. I like that pick.
Because I think if he gets up here in May, he's going to, you know, I'll go with Skeens on that.
I'll go Keller. Had 210 last year, most ever by a Pirates righty.
That's a nice little nugget. And I will go with Keller as well. Will Shelty be here after the All-Star game? Still as manager. Limitless one?
Yes. If a decision is going to be made, it will be in the last week of the season.
Paul?
I would say absolutely. There's no question about it.
Ooh, that's strong.
There's not a chance that he's going to get fired for two reasons. One, they're going to be competitive enough. And two, this general manager would never admit a mistake like that.
And they gave him that extension
last year.
We don't know how long.
Not at all.
They would have to go.
Do we?
No.
If we're sitting here at the All-Star break and they are, you know, 3-77 in 80 games, I think he's still going to be here till the end.
Let me rephrase. Percent chance Shelty's here after the All-Star break, because I think there is a chance, especially if this rotation falters, so to speak, that I think there's a chance that they're going to get off to a rotten start and that he could be gone. I'm not betting on it. Shohei Ohtani might be, but I'm not. I think that there's a 20% chance that Shelty's gone by the All-Star break. You? Zero?
Zero.
25.
After all that, you outbid me on that?
I said zero.
Limits? Will Chapman be here after the trade deadline? Percent? No. Just yes or no. Will he be here?
No.
I say no.
I'll say yes.
Gonzalez, will he be here?
Marco Gonzalez? No.
Yes.
No. No, he won't be here.
He will not be here.
I agree. Perez, will he be here? Limits?
See, I would say this. Could we do the percentage thing?
Yeah.
Because I would say with him, there's probably 75% chance he wouldn't be here. But I could see a scenario where if they're in the hunt, I think he could stay.
Yeah.
I think Gonzalez is one they're going to try and deal. And the way they'll get away with it is saying, oh, well, we got Skeens coming. We don't need Gonzalez.
Yes or no, Paul Skeens is here by May 1st. I say no. Paul?
No.
No.
Paul Skeens is here by Memorial Day, May 27th.
No.
Oh, my God.
I agree, no.
Oh!
Push it back a week, and I think yes.
Until June?
Yeah.
You're going to have people in pitchforks waiting outside by the time he gets here.
I would do.
I'm going to say yes, that he'll be here a couple days before Memorial Day. Will the Pirates be buyers or sellers at the deadline, Pauly Pavilion?
They will be modest buyers.
I think they're going to be slight buyers, not making a big move like an Archer type of deal, but a couple of supplementary pieces.
Sellers. They'll be Brad.
Wow.
They'll be former Chicago Bull Brad Sellers. You know where he went to college, Paul?
Brad Sellers. Marquette?
No. Nene?
No.
Ohio State? The Ohio State University. Will Kutch make it through the season, and will he have double-digit home runs? I fear for him at this point. I felt like last year was really fun and good, and I wonder about this year.
He will make it through the season. Will he have double-digit home runs? Wow. I'm going to say barely. I'm going to say he's going to have 10 or 11 home runs.
Yes and yes. He had 12 last year. I think he makes it through.
Man, I hope so, but I'm actually doubtful. When it's an injury, a weird injury like an Achilles, it just feels like he's played so much baseball and he's had some injuries. I sure hope he does. I don't think he's going to get double-digit home runs. All right, gentlemen, that's it. Who wins the NL Central? I'll finish with that one. I say the Cubs, and they'll be the only playoff team from that division.
I will say, I'll go on a limb a little bit and say the young guys all grow up and become the players they think, so I'm going to go out on a limb and say the Reds.
I like what the Cardinals did in the offseason. I think they stormed back after being in last place.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host- Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the pitch, hit, and run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.